Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. But we do know that aging does have its challenges, and if we want to continue to celebrate our lives, we have to be mindful of our outlook, our emotional health, and our internal dialogue. And today's guest is an expert at helping us do just that. Dale Smith Thomas is an international motivational speaker, a.k.a. empowerment coach, a frequent guest on radio and TV, a former Mrs. Tennessee, and an author of 3 life-changing books. I've had the great pleasure of interviewing Dale a couple of times in 2018, and boy, am I excited to have one of my all-time favorite guests join us once again. This time, she's sharing her inspiring and life-affirming message from her latest book, 10 to Win. Boy, am I excited to get started. So welcome, Dale.
Oh, Eileen, I wish I could just climb through this phone right now and hug your neck. And one of these days, we are going to meet face-to-face. I'm just going to go ahead and claim that out there right now. One of these days, our paths are going to cross in person, because I remember, I know you don't think I do because of my crazy schedule, but I do remember our interviews in 2018 once you were so gracious to interview me after Good Morning Gorgeous came out. And it was one of those things, and I know that you'll agree with me, it was almost like, yeah, our kindred spirits just went, oh, hey, there you are. And we instantly felt so comfortable with each other. And I was delighted when you invited me back to talk about 10 to Win, but even more delighted just to talk to you, Eileen.
Well, gosh, Dale, I was excited to start this show. Now I'm even better. I'm going to wind myself up, and you're going to have to peel me off the ceiling after that. But I do want our listeners to know right at the onset that I've got my own copy of 10 to Win, and you, I don't know if you'd be surprised to look at it now, but almost every page is dog-eared. I've got all sorts of underlines because you truly have a gift for empowering your audience. And I've been watching your YouTube videos, and I haven't been lucky enough to attend personally one of your seminars, but reading your books, I mean, I'm a huge fan, and I just want to start out by saying an extra thank you for coming back on.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for mentioning the YouTube. And as you already know, and I'll tell your listeners, I did something a little different in the front of the book. I wanted to be able to also personally connect, because I think we write, but when we speak it and when we share energy with our voices, it's different. And so I wanted to be able to walk through the book with my readers so they could see me and hear me in my own environment. In fact, I'm putting another video out later today. And it's really important to me to make that deeper connection. And as you already know, and we mentioned it off air, I decided not to do this book to Amazon yet. I know that's everybody's easy go-to. But when a book comes from Amazon and I don't get to personally autograph it, I don't get to put somebody's name in the book, and that was important to me. So for right now, we're just doing the book either on my website or in the back of the room for my sales. So thank you for mentioning that, and thank you for being a part of my tribe, because I feel supported by you, I feel encouraged by you, and that's what keeps me out there on the road.
Well, I think you've got to keep on the road for years to come. I mean, really, Dale, I wanted to mention, too, the subtitle of the book, because it says it all to me. The subtitle is Thoughts and Ideas to Keep Your Spirits High, Your Soul at Peace, and Your Dreams Alive. And, boy, this book really, really does that.
Well, and I wanted to do that, and as you know from reading the book, we talked in 2018, and a lot happened after we talked in 2018. And in 2020, with the pandemic, my business was completely halted. I'm going to say halted. At the time, I was saying wiped out. And it was a very, as it was for everyone in many different ways, it was such a challenging time. I lost my father that year. I lost my father-in-law that year. Every engagement that I had was gone. And then my sweet, precious son decided to get married in the middle of a pandemic. Really? Really? I looked at his girlfriend, and she'd been a girlfriend of 10 years. I'm like, Lauren, should we possibly move this? She went, no. We finally got him to agree to a date. We're doing it. I don't care if it's a pandemic. So, but Eileen, I was 60 years old. And I love that you're doing Feisty over 50, and we're just going to say Soar over 60. I was 60 years old, and here was the career that I had, and the calling, not just a career, but a calling that I had poured myself into, and I'm looking at what I felt like was starting over. And it was difficult. I didn't know. I honestly, Eileen, I didn't know if I had it in me to try to climb back up. And it was these principles that I put in 10 to Win that actually pulled me back out. And I heard in one of my quiet times, I encourage people to start with 10 minutes. I do more than that. And I heard in that quiet time inside my soul that COVID might pause my career, but it couldn't take a calling. And so I realized at that moment that it was up to me to turn around, reset, refocus, started writing 10 to Win. The thoughts of it didn't come into fruition until a couple of years later, but the thought of it started there. And now, you know, I will be 65 in July, and, you know, this 2024 is now going to be one of the biggest speaking years I've ever had. And I just encourage all of you out there, wherever you are in your life, whatever age you are, it is just a number. And your calling and your purpose in this planet is bigger than any limitation that you or the world tries to put on you.
Oh, gosh, Dale. See, I knew you were going to say these wonderful things, but I have to share with you, I started this podcast in 28, and I'm not in 28, but 2008. Anyway,
2008.
I was in my late 50s at that time, but I'm in my mid-70s now, and so much of aging is your outlook. I mean, it truly, truly is. And I want to get to the details in the book in just a minute, but looking at you, I'm so grateful that you share your own challenges and maybe some insecurities and things like that, because looking at you from the outside in, I mean, you are gorgeous. I know your other book was called Good Morning Gorgeous, but you're successful, you're charismatic, you're smart, and it would appear to some people that you probably never had to struggle with anything, but you've been so honest about that. And I'd love to start out with you telling us a little bit about what your piano teacher taught you back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. And I grew up with a very, very low self-esteem. I grew up very, very fearful and a worrier. My mother, sweet mama, who's still alive, thank you, Lord, at 86. And, you know, let me pause here. She just read the book, Eileen, and she's so cute. And she's been really negative her whole life, but she says that she's learned from me. And she called me the other day. She goes, well, this book's really deep. And I'm like, okay, thanks, Mama. This book's really deep. I don't know what you thought the other ones were, but thank you. I appreciate that. But I struggled so much with believing in myself. I didn't think I had any talent, any gifts. I didn't think I was pretty. I was too tall and too skinny all at the wrong times. And my piano teacher was my first real dream giver, my first mentor. She was crippled in a car accident at age 11 and was told she would never walk again. And when I came into her life, she was only 15, but she had recovered some from the accident. But her outlook and her faith and her vision was one of victory. And she started teaching me that what I thought about myself, the words that I said about myself, the ability to have a dream was possible. And I watched that young woman who was told she would never walk again go on to walk the runway in Atlantic City, New Jersey as Miss America. Now, she was a poor as I was. There was absolutely nothing that would have said this young woman would go on to achieve this kind of greatness, but it was her faith and her belief. She is now in her late 60s and still preaching and teaching out there on the road as a minister. And, you know, I think about it like this, and I think we may have talked about this before. In every other aspect of life, when you're considered a senior, it is like the highest regard. You are a senior in high school. You're a senior in college. You're senior management. Why is it when you hit a certain age and people say you're a senior, it has this closing down attitude instead of this opening up vision like it does for everything else? So it's up to us to change that. And I believe, you know, let's look at the Dolly Partons of the world. And regardless of what you think of Dolly, I love that woman because she is 100% authentic with who she is, and she is not afraid to talk about it. And as we lean into this just a different phase of life, I'm a grandmother now, and my son and his beautiful wife had sweet little Grayson, and he has 10 months. He is the light of my life, and I'm keeping him 2 to 3 days a week. Yes, girl, it is. It's different. It's different now. You know, it's different. But I am loving every single moment of it, and life at every stage is what you make it. And so whatever age you are, whatever dream you have, I encourage you, don't let your age close you down. Let your age open you up, because you're at a level and at a wisdom of life you've never been at before. So celebrate it. Don't fuss about it.
Oh, Dale, that's so important, because I know at your books and your message that you have through your calling are important at every stage of life, but maybe even most important as we get older, because as you mentioned, society has so many negative messages aimed at us, you know, like and it's our internal dialogue and how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about the years that we have on our driver's license. It's so important. And so on that note, tell us a little bit about 10 to Win, and I know 10 minutes is a starting point, but especially that's another gift of age, is many of us have a lot more discretionary time to work on ourselves. So tell us about the book 10 to Win. I know you've got it divided into three sections, and some of the ideas that you suggest in that book.
Oh, absolutely. And as you saw in the forward, it came out of a discussion with a friend and another entrepreneur. And I think when we are so time challenged, we begin sometimes every day with just the remnants of yesterday. And, you know, our bodies give us this time to sleep, for our minds to pause and our souls to rest, to reboot and restart. Yet so it is so easy for all of us to wake up and pick up everything from yesterday that was weighing us down, that was challenging us. And so through this discussion, we were talking about this energy that we bring. And I asked my friend, I said, well, what are you doing when you get up in the morning? You know, what is the first thing you're doing? And, you know, this is a standard answer. Oh, I'm checking my email. I'm looking at my to-do list. And it just came out of my mouth. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. We're not doing that anymore. We're not rolling into email. We're not rolling into the do list. We're going to pause for 10 minutes to reset, refuel, refocus, and we're going to call it 10 to Win. And at that moment, the light bulb went off in my head. You know, I take an hour every day. Most people have pushed back on me and said, I don't have an hour. But guess what? You can find 10 minutes. Just stop scrolling. And now those of you on social media know what I'm talking about. You can get caught up in all the fun videos on Instagram or Facebook or seeing what other people are doing. Stop and take 10 minutes to invest in yourself. So that's where the idea came from. I began, the very first thing I said is begin with the end in mind. What do you want to get from this book? What do you want to get from your life? What do you want to get from this day? And if we begin with the end in mind, then that sets our direction like our GPS, and I refer to GPS a lot in the book. And so then I just started thinking about things around the number 10 with the 10 minutes. And then I thought, what if I ask somebody, name 10 things that make you happy? Could most people do that? And you know what, Eileen? I don't think they can. I think we're so programmed into talking about what's wrong with us and what we don't like that we've forgotten about what we do like. And then I also I wanted people to dig down a little deeper. If you're having a challenge or if you're having something that's challenging you, keep asking yourself 10 questions, 10 levels deep. Like, you know, I'm really unhappy. Well, what am I really unhappy about? And if it's I don't have enough money, well, what will having enough money change for me? You see what I'm saying? You just keep asking your questions till you really dig down to the deeper truth. And so I went through the book like that with ideas and based around the number 10. And I'm really proud of it. It's kind of a different book for me. It's a little more businessy than my other two books. But I am really happy about it. This will be my I'm taking it out on the road this weekend for the first time to some engagements. And so I'm excited about sharing that out there with other people about how they get to choose happiness and what makes you happy and those type of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be the simplest of things. Like for me, it's, you know, this sweet little baby smiling and giggling and laughing at me and doing his little hands like pick me up. It's those kind of things that we, I think, overlook sometimes. So this book is just to encourage people to pause.
Well, and, you know, all of that as far as pausing, too, that's, again, another gift, I think, of age, because a lot of times in our young, you know, our 20s and 30s and 40s, you're running around with, you know, building families, building careers, doing this, doing that. We do have more time to appreciate, you know, stop and smell the roses from back in the 60s, you know. I mean, but our internal dialogue, which you talk about so much in the book, I mean, it really, really is critical that we do support ourselves. And I love the thing that when we beat ourselves up, you know, you bring out, don't do that.
No, because there's enough out there. And it's all of it's about the internal dialogue. Everything from what our gifts are, talking ourselves in and out of our own personal gifts that we were sent to the planet with. You know, and even in relationships, the internal dialogue. If someone says something to us, especially now, on text or, you know, through direct message, we pick up this tone that may not be even real because of our internal dialogue. We're saying, oh, well, that person's mad at me or that person doesn't like me. And a lot of that comes back to us being so grounded in ourselves that we're willing to ask the questions. So what I want people to do in 10 to Win is just dig down and find your soul and find yourself and be so solid in it that in these relationships, especially if someone has hurt your feelings or if someone has, you know, has upset you, that you can, with positivity, share how you feel and not be afraid of it. Because I think so many times we're afraid of what we think and feel and we wonder if it's right or wrong. It's how we feel. There is no right or wrong. It's how we feel. And so I hope as people dig down and do the exercises, and yes, there are exercises, my friends, and I bet I say, I don't know how many times, write it down. Write it down. And I love that you are marking the book up, Eileen, and I want to say this to all of you out there. You know, I'm sitting in my office, and I see hundreds of books on my shelves, and many of them are highlighted with different colors. Because the first time I read it, I highlight it in a color, and I write that I write it down, the date. And then when I go back and read it again, the book may be the same, but I'm different. So I read it, and I receive it different. So I challenge people to go back and read the things that spoke to you and read it at a different time with a different highlighter and see if it speaks to you differently.
Well, and two, I mean, that is so accurate because I was already underlining it before I got to the part about doing it in different colors. So I'm going to go back, and my pencil underlines I'm going to put in yellow, and then next time I read it will be in pink or green. And I think, too, because the information you share, Dale, it's so important that it's a book that I want to have close by and I can return to again and again. And same with Good Morning Gorgeous. I mean, the lessons are really profound, and I like one of the things that you talk about is we're concerned about, you know, how we feed our bodies and something, you know, but how we feed our soul is equally, if not more, important.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you ask yourself every day, what am I listening to? And I talk about Jim Rohn talking about the power of the five people that you surround yourself with. And, you know, one of the greatest lessons I know that I ever taught my son, who is now about to turn 38, which I cannot believe, but what I've watched him do as an adult is to surround himself with people who help him level up to the next level. And it has been a lesson that I teach out on the road, that those who do not increase you will decrease you. So you wouldn't feed yourself, you know, junk food all the time and expect to have a healthy life. Yet sometimes the people that we surround ourselves with that are feeding some of this negativity also changes our voice inside our head, because those who do not increase you will decrease you. And there's so much free information. Eileen, what you're doing is you're helping feed people's souls. That's why I have the YouTube channel. People can come to YouTube. They can come to my Instagram and find positive messages. And so what I want to remind people of in 10 to Win, what you feed your soul is entirely up to you. And now, you know, way different than it was when we were growing up, Eileen. You know, we didn't have access to all of these things. We were either going to the library to check out a book or, you know, I don't even remember seeing a bookstore growing up poor out in the country. It was the library. And now we have all of this positive information and this fuel, this food, this soul food at our fingertips. But yet too many people don't pause long enough to search for that positivity. And that's what you're doing, that's what I'm doing, and that's why we continue to support each other and to put this information out there that people can gather it easily.
Well, easily, and I love the fact you can start with 10 minutes, and probably once you do, you're going to expand that as you do. And I want to mention again, you're talking about it's got various exercises and suggestions that you have, so, you know, and write it down. But also, I love the fact that each chapter ends with truly inspirational quotes that you've gathered from your reading, and pages, again, where you can jot your own thoughts down in the book.
Right, because I have heard every excuse out there. You know, I used to say journal, and I started selling some journals, and I'm actually working on a journal with a very good friend of mine who is an actress in L.A., and it's called The Soul Pack, and it's going to be an interactive journal, and we're excited about that. We're working on that now. But so many people were like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to journal. I'm like, fine, I'm going to put pages in there for you to jot your notes down. When I say write it down, you have no excuse. You can't say, well, I didn't have a journal there or I didn't have this there. And also, I wanted it to be, just like you said, that you can just pick it up, turn to a segment if you need a little positive hit for the day, because I have other books here in my office that are like that, that I can just open it up and say, I need this today. Like I wrote a chapter, oh, it's not always easy, but if you, as Les Brown says, if you can look up, you can get up. And I talked about that. So if you're having a down day where it's not positive and not feeling positive, turn to the section that says look up and get up. And the happiness is a choice. And people, I think we have to remind each other. And out on the road, I tell the story. I started teaching Nick when he was 2 years old. I'd say, good morning, Nick Thomas. You can choose to be happy. He'd say, I don't want to be happy. And I'm like, okay, well, just so you know, Nick, that's your choice if you choose not to be happy. But I started teaching him it too, that happiness was a choice. It's not based on your finances, your relationship, your circumstances. anything about that. We all have challenges. Happiness is a choice from one moment to the next.
Wow, dear. Well, my choice is to talk to you forever, but unfortunately, the circumstances are not going to allow that. But wow, I knew this was going to be. But before we go, first up, please tell our listeners where they can locate your website, find out more about you, your work, and get this fabulous book, 10 to Win.
Absolutely. It's really easy. It's DaleSmithThomas, just like it sounds, .com. DaleSmithThomas.com is the website. It is my Instagram. It is my Facebook. It is my LinkedIn. And it is my YouTube. So just my name. If you come to my website, at the top, it says store. And you will also see Good Morning Gorgeous there. You can buy 10 to Win. You can buy Good Morning Gorgeous. It will come from our office. It will be autographed and shipped from my office to you. And I appreciate you, Eileen. Thank you for all that you're doing for all of the boomers and everybody else. And I want everybody to remember that whatever your power and your purpose is in life, age is not a factor.
Yay, Dale. But I have one more question before we sign up, and that is, how can our readers sign up for Motivational Monday? Because I get it and I love it.
It is also on the website. If you go to our website and sign up for Motivational Monday, and if you have seen Eileen, we also have a motivational magazine now. It's a digital magazine, and it comes through Motivational Monday. And if you click on that, you'll be added straight into our email, and we will add you to Motivational Monday, and you will know everything that's going on with me and where I am on the road. And hopefully I will be out your way soon. Eileen, tell me again where you are. What's your city?
I'm the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm headed to Seattle. But
you let me know when you're
enough.
Out here, Dale.
I will.
Well,
Eileen,
this is
you're the best.
What a delight. I can't thank you enough. I mean, your thoughts on, sharing your personal struggles, but it's also sharing on, you know, how we can make our lives meaningful, enriching, and truly become our best selves. And it might just start out with 10 minutes a day. So for all of you listeners out there, please check out both Dale's website, again, DaleSmithThomas.com, and this latest book, 10 to Win, but Good Morning Gorgeous is another winner, too. So get them both. You're going to find a wealth of helpful and uplifting information, affirmations, resources, and more. And this is one of my favorite quotes from you, Dale. We're going to end with this. Your thoughts are the architects of your destiny. Yay.
Right. Yay.
Yay. Okay. Bye, Dale. And for all of you listeners out there, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. Saying I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.